You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
The Motor Zone is proudly sponsored by Mahindra Claremont. Call us on 021-569-6800 to book a test drive and we'll come to you. Are you on the lookout for a budget-friendly sport utility vehicle that exceeds your expectations? Look no further than Mahindra Claremont. Our vehicles will pleasantly surprise you, but to truly believe it, you need to experience them firsthand. Give us a call at 021-569-6800 or visit mahindra-claremont.co.za to schedule a test drive, and we'll bring the experience to you. And here's an exclusive deal for Zone Radio listeners. Secure the Mahindra XUV 700 AX5 for just 419,999 Rand, saving you a remarkable 60,000 Rand. And we'll include a free safety film worth 3,500 Rand. Don't let this incredible offer pass you by. Mahindra Claremont will redefine your expectations in affordable SUVs.
It's 10:30 and time for the Motor Zone with James Donaghy from JSJ Motors. Good morning, James, and welcome back.
Yeah, morning, good morning, everybody. I say, hope everybody's having a good time. Yes. Last day before the big...
You're telling me is well on this yes, Tuesday.
Only a fool believes after sitting
yes,
in a
yes, true.
song. So I just hope everybody votes with their heads, not their hearts. That's the biggest thing. So everybody's got their own opinion, so I'm going to leave it there. Today we're just going to be talking about what South Africa gives to the rest of the world in motor parts that I don't think a lot of people realize how much it is worth to the economy in the country. Catalytic converters, we've had a chat about before, about them being stolen and things like that. Still extremely bad in the UK, America, Europe. People stealing them for the valuable metals. If people want to look, go and look and they'll see what I mean, how much the value is in a catalyst, and that's what they want.
Yes.
So that's one of the most valuable parts in a car, especially in South Africa. South Africa is one of the top automotive export component exports. They've exported 2023, all the industry did a 66.9 billion rand for South Africa. That's how much they exported in parts for vehicles. Catalytic converters alone. We've been making catalytic converters because of the platinum, iridium and things like that in this country for many years, even before we started using them. And just last year alone, 29.49 billion rands worth of catalytic converters went out over the country borders.
Wow.
That's a lot of
money.
But people don't realize how much it is. It's a value. I mean, it keeps this economy going. These are things that factors that people don't realize. So when you go and buy a catalytic converter that needs to be replaced, we get charged overseas prices, not South African prices. And unfortunately, that's the only thing. Yeah.
And it comes from South Africa.
And it comes from South Africa. Yes, we make them. Yeah, we've exported them for a long time. People don't realize that we have.
Yes.
But we have. Well, I'll go through a little bit of the list. Engine parts is 5.11 billion rand. Tires, 3.83 billion rand. Transmission parts, etc., 1.6 billion rand. Radiators, automotive tooling, that's over 2 billion rand. So these are clutches, things like that. You know, there's a lot of parts that go overseas that people don't realize.
Yes.
So that's extremely huge. You think about the money that that's going out, 20-something-odd billion rand. There's a little bit of a thing, so you know where the money's going to.
It's nice to know it comes from South Africa.
Well, it keeps the economy going.
On the top.
It keeps the economy going, and it keeps jobs. So that's the biggest thing.
But then they should charge us South African prices, right?
Yes.
South African prices.
So as it goes out the overseas, out the border, then the price is going to the dollar.
Yes, it's a different story.
So it's a different story. So they put their markup and they send it back to you, and you cry. Meantime, it's manufactured somewhere. Down the road in South Africa somewhere. I mean, there's jacks and car radios and seat belts and other parts, alarms, harnesses, gearboxes. There's a lot that gets manufactured in this country. We just don't realize it. So, like I say, this keeps the economy going. It gives the people the jobs.
Yes.
So the motor manufacturer does bring a lot of money into it, and that's why the guys from these motor industries always going on strike and that, because they reckon the downline is what they see, these millions, but they don't realize the cost of everything has to be changed when a new vehicle comes out. So the manufacturer, they've got to make new jigs and things like that. And people don't see the cost that goes into the jigs that are remanufactured to compensate for these new cars. And also there will be a downturn in catalyst because everybody's going to the electric vehicles. So there's a little bit thing on that. And then also the hydrogen cars as well. So, but hydrogen, everybody's, to me, that's going to be huge. But yeah, I was just saying as well.
It's here already, but slowly. It's not as much as it is overseas.
We're 5 years behind. Yeah. Way, at least compared to the UK and everywhere else, where the UK has their power chargers and they have them cut, the wires cut, and et cetera. So don't worry too much about it. We've got the same problems there as we have,
yeah. Yeah. And parking. Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of free parking. I mean, look what happens with the big cars, the SUV, big ones overseas. You pay, I think it's $50, is it?
I don't even know.
Maybe Hayden or Annie can come through and tell us how much it is for a big car. They say SUVs. I heard mention SUV. For parking, that is in town because it's different prices in
different places. Not that there's not a lot of free parking in the UK. So we're lucky. We go to the shopping centre, we got a free parking. Yes. Look, it rains, we got to get wet. It doesn't really matter.
But it's free parking.
But it's free parking.
So we've got perks. We've got perks.
A lot of perks, and we've got people that put the fuel in for us, so we don't have to stand out in the rain or the cold or the snow and put fuel in ourselves.
So we can be 5 years behind them. Wonderful.
So that's got to be all these little things. If you've got a person that does like they call a pomp jockey, or whatever, that's employment. Yep. So you are employing him to do that instead of you standing out in the cold and doing it yourself. There's pros and cons to it. Is that you don't learn a lot about your vehicle. I still prefer to show someone and do it yourself. But most of these parts that get exported, the biggest one is Germany and the second one is America. So we do a lot for overseas trade in the country.
We do a lot for exporting.
Yeah, this is for the exporting. So what was it? Germany takes 15.72 billion rands worth of stuff. The USA is 7.83 billion. That's a lot of money that goes to these countries that will buy from us.
Yes.
So, and Spain, Turkey, Japan, Argentina, you wouldn't think Japan, but Japan, 1 point something billion rand.
Japan as well.
Yes, Japan. Spain, Turkey, Zimbabwe, Democratic Republic of Congo. There's a lot of the parts that go to overseas.
Goes overseas and it comes back.
It comes back in a vehicle prices.
Form. So it comes back in a vehicle form.
Yes, it comes back in a vehicle form or some type of form.
Or foil.
Yeah, so that is one thing. So, And then, of course, South Africa is going to start building a new 3 billion rand Bucky factory to be built in South Africa. So I'm not sure who's – I think it might be – let me just see if they say who it is. They just say it's a new Bucky. I think it's Toyota.
Well, this happened in Joburg, Prof.
Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape.
Yeah, for the local market and exports. It doesn't say when, but it should be by next year, 2025 sometime. The Bucky factory will be ready. It doesn't say who it is. But it's going to be export and local manufacturing because we need buckies. I mean, that's one thing we do need. Just pretty they don't make the smaller ones anymore, the little half-tonners that people have ran away from.
Why have they stopped making them?
I think the matter manufacturers believe there's not a big enough market for it.
Most companies are going for the longer back or the twin, cab with the longer and also covers because of our weather.
Yeah, but the twin cabs cannot be claimed through tax as far as I know. So you've got to have a single cab before you can claim tax unless you're going to use it for work. I don't know how it all works. Where's your small one you could have?
Yes.
But for a small one-man business, it's perfect for you. But unfortunately, it's going to become harder to get spares. And some of these guys are charging astronomical prices to get spares into the country.
So they have discontinued it already,
Sometime, I think so. So sometime this year, I'm not 100% sure, the MP200, that's the last of the front-wheel drive buckies. Otherwise, you're going to have to go to a normal bucky, 2 litre, whatever, and upwards like that. So it's quite sad. We all enjoy our little bucky throw away rubbish and things like that.
And they're nippy. They're also nippy on the road.
Well,
light on fuel.
So with any bucky you buy, if you buy it in diesel, it's fine. You buy it in petrol, you are going to pay.
Yeah. So sad. It's
very
sad.
Okay, and then we're going to go to apparently the most stolen buckies in South Africa. These certain models of thieves are resold to neighboring countries and stripped for parts. It's what I call after dark motors. Meantime, it's during the day, whatever.
Midnight shopping.
What do you want today? We'll get you there. Yeah. So it's VW, Ford, Nissan, and Toyota.
Really?
Yeah. So VW.
Ford, Nissan and Toyota.
Toyota. So they're all there. And
Chevy? Chevy's not there?
No, they don't. Chevy don't make one. Eh? Yeah. Isuzu.
It's Isuzu, yes.
So Isuzu, there is Isuzu that get hijacked, but they don't get stolen as much. They don't want them overseas. So you've got to remember, when these people are looking at these vehicles, they want to look at the Central African states, what vehicles are available there. Because some of them still have left-hand drive, some of them still have right-hand drive, depending on what country was it, Belgium or France or UK or whatever. So it'll tell you if it's left-hand drive, right-hand drive.
Yes.
But the engine derivatives, the drivetrains of that, are all the same. So if something happens, they want to get it. So it gets into if you see what the guys do to get these vehicles over the thing, either they'll drive them if they know the way to get over the border, or they'll put them in containers, or even a truck that's not even got a container. They just and they pack it so finely, and they put different things around it, like hay, whatever, and clothes and blankets and this and that to smuggle it over. I'm telling you, these guys are perfectionists at what they do.
Of course they are.
So, yeah, it's but then again, you know, it's something we have to live with in this country. And don't believe me, overseas is just as fast. I told you there, I think the Range Rover, they cut out the back door, a piece out, and they stole it. 30 seconds, gone. Watch the video. The guys followed him. The guy got there, took the stuff, boom, boom, 30 seconds, gone. Even if you're sitting in your home and they can do that card reader, it's got a special machine that reads your key. That's why what they call the key fob.
Yes.
There is special little pouches. You keep that key in there, something like your wallet. I don't know if you've seen these e-wallets.
Yes, for safety.
It's safety. It blocks the transmitting device. So the guys come with a scanner. They can just swipe your pocket and they'll read your card. It's the same as the key.
Yes.
They just go near to the key. The key is sending out a frequency all the time because it's battery operated, so it sends out a frequency. They don't have to push it. They just pick up that frequency, and they like a Wi-Fi signal, and it'll open your car because they've got that signal to open the car. Once the car is open, you don't need the key anymore. You can start it.
And that's then right, because drive it's a push button. It's a push button start.
So as soon as the car door opens, it releases the door locks,
and
it releases the steering locks and things like that. Start the car and they go. They don't need the key until they switch off.
But I know they don't even smash windows anymore. They take it out with perfection because obviously they can sell it.
But they can sell it. So, I mean, that's it. Like I say, they use them for spares. So it goes to over the border. They switch. I mean, people have told you stories. They saw the Buckeyes and Bobby or wherever, Angola, and the guy's driving around. And who is it? It's a minister or something. But he's bought the vehicle. He knows it's stolen, but there's nothing that anybody can do. Not even insurance can do anything. So
That's sad. It's very sad.
And yes, another bit of a sad news. People are going to buy second-hand cars. I don't know if you saw something about
this
Elvish guy who bought a Suzuki thing and had been written off and rebuilt. And he bought it with this understanding it was still a new vehicle because it's had only about 10,000 cars.
I got caught with that.
So, and the problem lies is they didn't report it. And now the insurance companies of South Africa are saying they're not going to provide code to vehicle salvage information, which I believe they should. So it's going to be automatic. Overseas, they have to. So if you want to go and see, you can put the VIN number. It'll give you exactly where this vehicle has been and if it's been in an accident and what insurance has and if the insurance has written it off or not. So you can buy this code. 3 is a total write-off. It's a rebuild. And code 2 has been in an accident.
Yes.
They should be. You should be allowed. So it's not a code 1 anymore. Code 1 is normal, healthy vehicle. Code 2 is a not. It's been in an accident, and you don't know how severe the accident is. Code 3 has been a write-off and a rebuild.
That's why you need to be careful at auctions, because we got caught with that at 30, and it was a rep car, and then we were in an accident, and apparently the two car, it was cut in half, and they put the two together.
Yes.
We didn't know that.
Years ago, they used to do that anyway. We used to do it at our workshop. Well,
so I'm worried about auctions now.
You do, because you get
bargains.
But not only that, you're going in there with perception you want to buy a car. You see this car. This car talks to you. But the problem lies, it's talking a lot of nonsense to you.
Yes.
You get drawn into it, so you want to bid on it because you love it.
Yes.
Meantime, you haven't done your homework, go through.
Yeah.
And this is where this code 2 thing, I believe the insurance company should allow people to be allowed to go in, even if you pay a fee.
It covers both of you, doesn't it?
Well, it covers them too, as well. So I don't know why they're not allowing it. You'd have to go somewhere and try. I don't know. Like I really say, if you're going to buy a car, make sure. Not even for, I mean, this girl, poor old guy, I can't remember how much he spent on the car, but they conned him. But look, I think he managed to get everything sorted because they went to the papers. But wouldn't be the first time. It's definitely not going to be the last time. Yeah. So be careful when you buy a vehicle. Know what you're buying. If you have a connection in an insurance company, you can go through, put the VIN number, or that's why BMW, Mercedes, Benz, Audi, and that are very, very strict. That's why even Ferrari, Lamborghini, Porsche, they keep certain records on the car. You can't just go out and buy something.
No.
And it's for a reason. It's for safety. I know my son worked for Lambo, the owner, big Porsche guy in Joburg. All the Porsches that were in bad accidents, he bought them. And he's got them standing in the middle of nowhere, rotting away, he says, because they shouldn't be back on the road. So he won't allow them to get back on the road for a reason.
And that's how
it should be. And these are expensive cars.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to be caught if someone's going to say, this car happened and something happened.
But
so,
you're right with the record, because we had a friend who was into Ferraris and Lamborghinis, but the Ferrari side. Eventually, when you get three, you can now cross the red line, and then you get taken for a trip overseas, and then you actually see how your vehicle has been built. But only you've got to buy three first before you get that luxury. And that the record is that is your car.
Yes. So you can't
no one else can get that is your car.
Yeah. So you can't just sell it as well. You can sell it, but there's a – it's a finicky
thing. When you want to sell, it's going to be sold back to you.
I'm not even sure. I'm not even getting involved there because I know it's a lot of money.
I know that because of our friend who had so many, and then he left Ferrari, went to Lamborghini, and they said, so you're right, it is on record.
Yes, so you've got to keep these things. I mean, and Lamborghini used to make tractors, and he just said, Mr. Ferrari, is something wrong with your cars? And Mr. Ferrari says, bugger you. And then Mr. Lamborghini says, I'm going to make my own car.
Right,
and that's how it all started. Yeah. Then was another thing is about, I know everybody's heard about engine closing their doors or leaving the country.
Yes, yes.
There is a merger. There's a Vivo. Vivo Energy have completed its merger with engine. So there's big plans with expansion. So they will be taking over the engine group with a purchase. They've done, 74% stake in engine. It's still going to be, it's just going to be different, and a different name. So not to worry about the market, we still have it there.
Good morning, Annie, all the way from the UK. How's it? Annie says, she's actually sent us some pictures. She said she's got a 2021 Kia Sportage AWD.
All-wheel drive.
That is, line S specifications.
Yeah.
And then some car parks are free. Some charge anything around, £2 to £4 per hour.
Ouch.
And then she says, she keeps her spare key in a secure pouch in the safe. And overnight, my key stays in the pouch in my bag.
Yes,
and then she has sent us actually pictures, which I wish we could share. You can actually,
The Kia Sportage. Yeah. All-wheel
drive.
There we go. She knows. She's been told by the insurance companies, I'm sure, they told her, keep it locked in a pouch so the guys don't transmit. You've got to be careful of the high theft rates in certain vehicles, especially Mercedes, Benz, Audi, Beamers, anything that the sports guys like to think. Even Australia. Australia have got a huge problem with youngsters stealing cars, but they just come back into your house, take the keys and go. So we all have our problems.
Thank you, Annie.
Thanks, Annie. And it's good to keep in touch with people around the world to let us know how they is getting on with parking £4. Oh, my.
Yeah.
For an hour.
2 to 4,
Even £2. What's that? £40?
Yeah.
Something like that. So whatever.
Thank you for that, Annie.
So it's 40 rand for an hour. My goodness. Look, we don't get paid in pounds. We get paid in rands.
And most of the vehicles that are out now, they've all got that camera, the reverse camera don't they?
Yes.
Whether you're at the bottom or the top.
Look, the wife's got a Vol 6. It's got a forward-facing camera, side-facing camera, rear-view camera.
Yeah.
So that's nice. So it gives you all around 360-degree view
and
when you're
all
reversing.
All of them also start button.
All
these new cars.
All start button.
Okay.
So it's remote. Even my bike. I've got the key, yeah, but it's a start, a push button.
Okay.
So they can also read this key fob to do it. A lot of the bikes are like that now. So you put the key in your pocket and the thing, just don't lose it because it's about $3,500 to replace the key. So you got to be careful. That's the only problem is about the key fobs. If you lose it or you break it, it's going to cost you $3,500, $4,000, $4,500. And they won't just sell you a key. You've got to take your papers with your ID to the dealer. And the dealer will only order it that way. That's the only way
they
do
it. And at what price?
Well, that's another thing. Then you still got to get the key programmed. So there's a difference. But they won't just sell you a key like you go to a locksmith. The locksmith don't just do it. I mean, it's the same as news. If you're getting number plate scanned, most of the guys will say, please show us your papers before we get
you. Because that's after roadworthy.
So they don't double tag it and use it for something else. I mean, you find out I've got the speeding fine, but it happened to me as well. I've got a speeding fine somewhere in so and so, but my car's standing here. It's never been there before. So I just sent them a letter. I never heard anything back. Someone had just cloned the number plate. So
that does happen.
And then there was an interesting thing about a massive car, a classic car auction. There was a guy in Eastern Cape, Barkley East. He used to collect cars. And I think he passed away and the cars went on auction. The problem was there were about 150 cars in this thing, and it went onto the auction. And most of them are leaving our country because the overseas bidders came and bid on them. Because for them to do dollars or to rands is nothing. So for us to buy a car for 150,000 rand and it puts £15,000, because the value of the cars, because they've been sitting in a place that hasn't been rusted. We're in a big warehouse. And they were sitting there, Mercedes, what did the guy say? It was Mercedes-Benz, Chevys, GMC flat trucks, tractors, and a whole lot of other things that they were going. Oh, I'll show you a picture. You can see what all the, they're full of dust. So wow. And all these cars have been sitting there gathering dust. Word.
What a pity that we can't share this.
Yeah, I mean, it's especially the Mercedes-Benz. Now, there's a big Mercedes-Benz collection out in the Czech Republic, the Russian Federation states around that side. I'm not going to say Russia. But a lot of Mercedes-Benz, there's huge Mercedes-Benz collectors there. The one, Czechoslovakia, I think it is, or something. I think Top Gear had it about the guys doing the Mercedes-Benz. These guys bought these cars, a lot of these cars. So they use them for spares. Because they've been sitting there, they can just, their left-hand drive, ours will be right-hand drive.
Yes.
But all the stuff otherwise they can utilize as spares, like body panels, things like that. What they say, the United States, Germany, Austria, India, Iran, Russia, Greece, Indonesia, all registered his name. So there was a lot of that's big. So it was international. So these guys are taking the cars because they know, especially if it's a right-hand drive, certain vehicles will be allowed in because it's over a certain age and you don't have to pay. It's a classic.
It becomes, yes.
Especially in the UK, if it's an original car, or original motorbike, original papers, you can import and they don't charge you the import tax or something like that. That's why there's so many vehicles leaving here and going over to the UK. Motorbikes as well. We are losing so much of these classic vehicles to overseas countries, you know. So it's scary.
They use for parts.
They use them for parts or they keep them and just redo them. You know, they can, if the guy's got a, say for instance, he wants to make it a left-hand drive to a right-hand drive, left-hand drive. If he's got the dash and all the other parts, they just swap over the steering column and things, and they take it off another car because most of that stuff doesn't get damaged.
Yes.
And they put it over there, and they just utilize everything else on the car, and it becomes a left-hand drive car. So yeah, it's scary that that all these vehicles are leaving. You know that what they say, a 1960 Mercedes-Benz 220 SE Fintail. That was a lovely car. That sold for 101,000 rand. That's not even a lot.
No.
That's not even a lot. Chevy Impala, 85, a GMC flatbed truck. That's a 400, quite a big thing. 81,000.
That's the flatbed, the long one. That was a nice
vehicle.
Yes.
And these guys will redo them. Chevy Nova convertible, 61,000 rand. I don't think that, I think these guys got away with bargains. You know, I don't know what it was into dollars to South African rands, but that was for nothing. Convertible. Look, I don't know. So, yeah, that's my personal opinion, I think the guy's got away with robbery there. Yeah. And but whoever's
well, we will listen to you anyway.
Yeah. So I just think, I mean, there's so many classic cars and the guys. Yes. The problem lies is a lot of people, when you start bidding with overseas people, you can't keep up with them.
Yes.
You know, so unfortunately, that's the way it does go. And then the last little thing for today, I think we'll throw it in before we go. The most fuel efficient hatchback in South Africa is the Honda. It's a hybrid.
Really?
Yes. Honda. The Honda Fit 1.5 petrol. It's a petrol engine with an electric vehicle. It's a hybrid. That's the most fuel efficient vehicle in the country at the moment.
Wow, weird.
But it's not cheap. It starts off at 545,000 rand.
Well, you see, you're going to pay this and you're going to spend that. That's,
yeah, so
and what about the parts?
The parts, yeah, okay. So, yeah, look, it's nice to have a fuel efficient vehicle at that price, but the problem is there is cheaper vehicles, and you're not going to say you can get one for 350. You're not going to spend another 150,000 rand in fuel over.
True
thing. So you got to, and especially with a lot of these little cars, Toyota like Cross, Suzuki Vitara, and things like that. They might have a slightly higher fuel consumption, even your R10, R20, 6.5. I think this comes down to about 5.5, something like that. Yeah.
But I have to admit, I mean, Suzuki is definitely popular on the
all over for you know, what you
no
get.
No matter where you go. I was on the Northern Suburbs this week, on the weekend, actually twice. And Suzuki.
The little Suzuki Swift.
Yes.
That's it. But you've got to look at... I try to explain to our buddy outside there that you got to look at how much you're going to spend over a period of time.
Yes,
you're going to spend money on parts, whether it's a new car or not. If it doesn't come with a service plan, so every 15,000 Ks we'll be spending for a service. Find out what these prices of the services cost
before you buy it.
Because you will be surprised. Some of the cheaper cars are not that cheap to service.
Let's be honest, every salesman needs to sell the car. Oh, yeah, so he's going to sell a story.
Sell your story with the car that comes along. So be careful on that. That's my biggest thing is that people don't believe. Have a look. Someone was telling me the other day, I'm going to mention the name, but just be careful, Opel Adam or something like that. The lady went out and bought it. She's done 30,000 Ks, second-hand vehicle. The air conditioner wasn't working. She went to price it, air conditioner compressor from the agents. For 59,000 rand. You normally get these things for anywhere from, they can be from range from 8,000 or 9,000 rand to 15,000 rand for a compressor. I don't know where they thumb sucked this price on, and that's the only problem. So be careful. I remember the guy from the TAL used to do the price check, and I don't think he does it anymore. It was a comparison to, I can't remember what his name was. He used to do a service thing and check on that, and people were very interested to see what the price of spares were. So be careful. Do your homework before you get a car.
Yeah.
Go out and think. See how much fuel it's going to cost. Don't believe what they say on the tag because it's not was accurate because they're using a flat road under certain driving conditions, whereas you won't be using. You're going over, if you're staying here,
main road, stop, go.
Yes, so be careful.
In the valley, stop, go.
In the valley. So be careful. Those things come into effect.
Yeah. Speed bumps.
Yes. Yeah. And remember, but one good thing, next week our fuel comes down. I'm not sure how much it's coming down.
Yes, and it was made mention, I think. John did make mention. He said one good thing. He thinks fuel's coming down.
Yes, apparently fuel is coming down next week. So I don't know how much it's coming down by. I heard something about 60 cents. That was the last time I heard. But anything can change from now and tomorrow. And
yes, after tomorrow.
So, but we go out there with a good positive attitude. I think everybody will go have fun tomorrow. Make it a kiss, shall I say.
Yes. Let's have these booty stands and coffee and all that
unfortunately, they have to be outside the venue. I think it is. But go out and have fun.
Yeah.
I don't think the weather's going to be too bad.
No, I think it's good weather tomorrow, I think.
Keep your opinions to yourself. It's always the best, but have fun doing it. I mean, that's it. And good luck to everybody, and I hope everybody don't use your heart, use your brain.
There we go.
That's it. Have a good one. Yes. Have a good voting day tomorrow, and hope everybody does nice.
And James, do you want to share your number?
Yes, 081-070-4919. I know it off by heart now.
James, thank you for coming in and sharing your knowledge with us, and we'll see you 2 weeks time.
Cool. Ciao,
everybody. Bye-bye.
The Motor Zone was proudly sponsored by Mahindra Claremont, redefining your motoring expectations.
Revolutionize your work with the Mahindra S4 single cab from Mahindra Claremont, your go-to affordable and reliable workhorse. Priced at just 243,043 rand, excluding VAT, it's a steal. Call 021-569-6800 or visit mahindra-claremont.co.za to book a test drive, and we'll bring the vehicle to you for a week-long test. And here's an exclusive offer for Zone Radio listeners. Enjoy free company branding of up to 5,000 Rand. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Mahindra Claremont, where reliability meets affordability.